Welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Amy Debrick, and I'm so glad you're here. As you know, purpose gives you confidence. Confidence that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, even if you haven't figured out how to do it yet. Purpose provides certainty that what you're doing does matter. And when you act with purpose, you project strength, authority, and authenticity. Because of that, I am so excited to share season 4 with you and all the tools, resources, and shared wisdom that will help you build and keep the confidence and self-esteem you need to be brave, and also to live the life God has for you. Being confident about our purpose helps us stay in our lane and eliminates comparisons. Now, if you are looking for some one-on-one coaching to help break down self-doubt and rebuild your self-esteem, be sure to schedule a free discovery call with me today. You can access that link on my website at amydebrick.com. But for now, let's get started. Hey, friend, good morning and welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Amy Debrick, and I am so excited you're with me today. This morning, I want to dive in and talk about taking smart risks and what that looks like. Recently, I was working with a client and she was ready to make a change. We had worked through her decision anxiety and she had really overcome her fears and self-doubt and was looking forward to pivoting in her career. But then she paused as we were in session and found herself stuck with a simple but profound question for me. And that was, what actually is a smart risk? And how do I know if it's the right one for me? And right then I realized that wanting to take a risk and knowing how to do it are two very different things. And quite honestly, rarely talked about. You know, taking risks can feel scary for sure and overwhelming, but it really doesn't have to be that way, especially if we know the right way to approach it. And so I thought that I would share that process with you here today and offer you some simple questions to ask yourself when you're feeling prompted to make a significant change in your life. You know, smart risk taking involves passion, planning, active learning, communication, and the ability to embrace the reward and inevitable small failures along the way. And the first and foremost thing I want to point out is it's important to avoid comparisons when we are talking about taking any risks. You know, we are all in different personal, professional, and financial situations. So before you even think about envying someone else's big move or wanting to make a change, you really need to assess your own life and what you can do and what you cannot do. Saying yes to a smart risk can, of course, build courage and confidence. However, if it is not made in a way that fits you and your situation, it can create even more anxiety and self-doubt. So I want to go through a quick checklist with you today and help you decide if the risk you want to take is actually a smart one and worth taking. So let's begin. The first question I want you to be asking yourself is, what is your why? Why do you want to take this risk? Is it to build your self-esteem or to prove something to someone else? Now, let me stop right there because I know that may seem like a silly question. Well, of course, I want to take a risk for myself, but it's really important to sit back and really ask yourself this question and answer it honestly, because it's easy to do things for the wrong reasons and you don't want to waste your money or your time for that reason. It's easy to think that the grass is greener on the other side, but make sure that you are ready and willing to do all the work that is going to go into you getting to where you want to be. Taking a risk only makes sense if you're doing it, like I said, for the right reasons. And what is your end game to this risk? That's another important question to ask. What changes do you actually want to see happen from it? And is this the best way to make that happen? It's not necessary to start with a mountaintop moment. Growth and success happens in those middle moments leading up to that mountaintop. So again, really kind of assess what is the change that you want to make. Are you starting too big is what I'm basically saying here, or should you be starting with a smaller step to get to that next big step? And then decide if this is God's will or if this is your will fueling it. That's another thing. There are many things that we can do, but not everything is for us to do. And if we are choosing to make a change simply out of FOMO, which is the fear of missing out, there's a good chance that we're going to find ourselves feeling disappointed with the outcome. And like I said, not everything is meant for everyone. So make sure that your why is about your purpose instead of trying to copy someone else's. We live in a time where it is easy to compare by seeing what everything that everybody else is doing. And some people have a lot of success in whatever it is that they are doing. Don't get caught up into that thinking that, oh, I must be doing that because this is what this person is doing and they are successful at it. Like I said, that might be their ministry, that might be their passion and what they're good at and where they're thriving, but that might not be the space for you. So remember that confidence comes from knowing that you have something special and unique to share. Your best yes will come after you take the time to figure out what it is instead of following what someone else is doing. The second question I want you to ask is, can I afford the risk that I want to take? And I'm not just talking about money here. Just because we want something right now doesn't always mean that the right time is right now. If you only have $50 in your bank account and you're living paycheck to paycheck, you'll need to decide if you're yes to taking a risk that is going to require you to quit your job is the right thing to be doing right now. Many times, like I said, smart risks begin with small steps. So for example, rather than quitting your job with no backup plan to become an influencer, when you only have 50 followers, make sure that you're in a position where your income will not be affected by your current living situation. Bills still need to get paid and you still need to eat. So be mindful of your wants to ensure that they align with your need to survive. A smart risk for someone like that might be to begin with a blog or create a social network that fosters relationship until it grows into a size that you're able to invest in. Just jumping in haphazardly will only create more self-doubt and discouragement. Start small and use each building block as a step toward your bigger goal. And thirdly, have a plan of action put into place. Whether it's a job change requiring a financial commitment or investing in self-care, it's imperative to have a plan of action ready to set yourself up for success. So if you're someone maybe who's trying to take better care of your physical and mental health, a smart, small risk might look like joining a gym, signing up for Weight Watchers, or getting into a community with similar goals that can offer support. Keeping with the same patterns, habits, and company, however, won't provide you with that strong foundation when you're trying to be successful with a significant change. This is why having a plan of action is so important, because in that plan of action, you establish long-term and short-term goals that include steps that will build upon each other rather than just doing things at random. A plan of action helps you meet your goals because it keeps you prepared. It helps us fail forward because we've planned for it. That might look like starting an Etsy shop, but still keeping your part-time job until you generate enough income to cover your expenses, or committing to 6 months of a consistent workout plan before signing up for a marathon. The small, smart risks will be successful if done correctly with the proper action plan. And lastly, don't expect perfection, especially when you finally make the leap to try something new. Confidence builds from each small, smart risk we take and lays the groundwork for our next best yes. A risk is just that, remember. It's a risk. It is not a guarantee. So be prepared to pray, plan, and pivot if needed. I hope this episode helps you, and especially the next time you feel prompted or led to take a risk. All risks don't have to be full of fear. Even with no guarantee, there are smart ways to take them, and each time you do it, it will give you the courage for the next one. Well, friend, that's it for me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the Life on Purpose podcast so I can continue spreading encouragement and confidence. And if you haven't already, I would love if you would grab a copy of our book, Embolden. Embolden is an encouragement journal that I co-wrote with my oldest daughter, and its purpose is to meet women where they are today, but to not leave them there. So until next time, keep living your life on purpose and God bless.